Of course, as with most other facets of human behavior, evolutionary psychologists advance their own theory of why human beings have the natural capacity to derive pleasure and satisfaction from hard work. On the savannas and plains of a primordial land in the distant past, there once roamed a small band of early humans. Among this band of prehistoric hunter-gatherers, there were two brothers, Jim and Lamar. Having common parentage and common characteristics as human beings, the brothers were similar in many ways. Both enjoyed squatting by a warm fire on a chilly night, enjoying a tasty haunch of antelope. But like all humans, there were subtle differences in their genetic makeup, resulting in slight variations, not only in appearance, but also in intelligence, temperament, and disposition. Lamar enjoyed making things, developing and exercising skills, and gained a sense of enjoyment and satisfaction from spending long hours engrossed in fashioning tools, which he could use to hunt and control the environment around him. Jim, however, was less inclined to work, getting greater satisfaction from sitting around munching on walnuts and watching a sunset. One Tuesday afternoon, while he was engrossed in watching a caterpillar crawl across a leaf, Jim's career as a caveman was cut short, as he ended up the featured item on the lunch menu of a saber-toothed tiger. Lamar survived and had several children who became our remote ancestors, and his trait of enjoying hard work was passed down to us. Or at least so goes evolutionary theory. But regardless of the etiology, there is evidence to support the notion that human beings seem to be born with an innate capacity to get a sense of satisfaction from the work they do. In addition, there is a well-established relationship between a person's happiness at work and overall life satisfaction and happiness. Psychologists and social scientists first began to explore the relationship between work satisfaction and life satisfaction in the 1950s. And since that time, researchers have accumulated a massive amount of data confirming the link between happiness at work and overall happiness in life. In 1989, psychologists Mary Ann Tate, Margaret Utz Paget, and Timothy T. Baldwin reviewed the existing literature over the previous 30 years and firmly established the link between work and life satisfaction. This link holds true whether one is a man or a woman, blue-collar or white-collar, whether one works on Wall Street, or, as found in a recent study by Roderick Iverson and Catherine McGuire at the University of Melbourne, one works in a remote coal mining community in Australia. Since the 1989 study, organizational psychologists, social scientists, and leading experts such as Robert Rice, Timothy Judge, and Shinichiro Watanabe have continued to examine the relationship between work and happiness, further refining our understanding of the nature of the relationship. As one might intuitively guess, many investigators have proposed a bidirectional spillover model of job-life satisfaction. In other words, satisfaction with one's work tends to make one happier overall, and those who are happy with their life tend to be happier at work. Of course, as in most fields of research, there is some disagreement among researchers about the degree to which work influences overall happiness, or to what degree a person's general happiness in life spills over into his or her job. In looking at the link between work and life satisfaction, some researchers have even tried to quantify the relationship. A study of the quality of American life, funded by the Russell Sage Foundation, found that work satisfaction accounted for 20% of overall life satisfaction. In summarizing some of the literature on the subject, James Harder, Frank Schmidt, and Corey Keyes report, as much as a fifth to a quarter of the variation in adult life satisfaction can be accounted for by satisfaction with work. While on the surface this may not appear to be a high number, when one takes into account all of the variables that may affect life satisfaction, including marital status, social supports outside of work, health, and other life circumstances, one can begin to appreciate the tremendous role that work can potentially play in a happy and satisfied life.